So today we want to talk about two things. One, believing in ourselves and believing in our dreams. Now it starts first with believing in ourselves and our ability to create the life that we want to live, but also believing, really truly believing, in that when something good starts to come to us, and believing in that good. Here's an example. I get a fair amount of emails from people who begin to work with love, sending love, radiating it out, and immediately begin to feel better, and feel good, and feel energized. And also people who begin to work with changing their thoughts towards the things that makes them feel good, the things that they want, rather than having your thoughts on negative things, things that they don't want. And of course, right away, they start to feel better and feel energized. But right away, a lot of people begin to question this. And I can understand that. We immediately question whether this is right or not. So, as an example, a person begins to send love, radiate love, and right away feels good, feels energized, feels calmer, just feels better. They write and express this and say, is this right? Is this what's supposed to happen? Is this what happens? Is this how it works? Am I doing it right? Well, if you feel good, obviously you're doing it right. Now, they know this intellectually, but something in us has a tendency sometimes to reject things, good things. Things when things are changing and becoming better, and then we begin to immediately question it. Is this really true? Is this really happening? I mean, we want it to happen, we see it happen, but we still doubt it. And that's the real question. Why do we doubt ourselves when good things come to us? And why are we so easily accepting bad things when they come to us? When something negative falls on our lap, we don't seem to question it so much. We just seem to accept it. Yet when we mentally and emotionally change something, and we then change how we feel, we question it as if it can't be real. Again, that's understandable because maybe we've spent a large part of our life believing that we don't have control over our life. Life is just something that happens to us. It's not something that we direct. And once we come through the first stages of actually directing it, we go, can this really be true? I mean, the first reason we began practicing sending love, or radiating love, and changing our thoughts to the positive side is because what we heard and read about made sense. It made some logical sense in us. Something clicked inside and said, this is true, so we took a chance. Then we take a chance and we do it, and right away we get a reaction, we get a feeling, and we go, well, can this really be true? See, that's because we question, in a sense. We don't fully believe that we really have the power to change our lives. It's inbred in us that life happens to us. We don't control life. Life controls us. Circumstances control us. And part of that comes from the fact that we don't really want to believe that everything that happens to us in life, we are responsible for. We've attracted it to us. No matter how awful or bad it is, through the circumstances and how we create our lives, we've attracted it to us. Now that's a very hard thing to accept, because then we have to take responsibility for all the negative stuff, for all the bad relationships. We can't blame someone else anymore. We can't blame the universe. We can't blame God. We can't say, well, God wanted it this way. No, there's no test that God gives us. love is unconditional, and so it's not tested. So we have to take responsibility for ourselves. And when we do something to change your life, like sending love, we practice it, and there's a change, we don't always necessarily want to be so fully accepting of this change, because eventually it means we have to take responsibility for the rest of our lives, for all the life we already lived and for the life we are going to live. Because once we take that responsibility on, we say, yeah, we can change how we feel, then that means we are responsible for our life. We don't always necessarily want that, so we question it. And the first step is to question it. Is this really working? The second stage to that, if it's not checked, if it's not dealt with, then the second stage becomes denial and self-sabotage. And we find a way to sabotage it so that we don't have to take the responsibility of our lives. See, there's lots of things that happen to me, and I'd love to blame someone. God, I love to blame someone else. It's so much better than having to take responsibility for myself. Believe me, I'm as good at it or even better than you are at blaming the universe, blaming someone else, blaming this, rather than taking the responsibility and saying, this happened today because of your thoughts. You had negative thoughts in this regard. You knew it, but you didn't take action. You didn't change them. You were too lazy to do it. You were too lazy to take responsibility for it. Now you're sitting with a little bit of anger because of this, but it's all your fault, not anyone else's. When I say this to myself, then I begin this the phase of blaming myself. Now I'm angry at myself for being a slack ass, for not doing appropriate reaction, for not changing my thoughts. You see, that's the condition. And in part, we want to avoid that. It's easier to just say the universe created this for me and my life is shit because the universe gave me a bucket of shit and I'm just working my way through it. No, that's not true. We create that bucket, and yeah, we can work our way through it, or we can just let go of the bucket. But it's not always so easy. Because we have to take responsibility then for our lives. But let's start at one point. Let's just say, when we start sending love, we have the choice of doing that, and by thereby creating a better life for ourselves by feeling better. It's a lot of work. And there's a lot of emotional stuff that has to get worked through as we do that. Because like I said, we don't always want to accept responsibility. And this also leads into dreams. I get emails from people that have dreams. Say, one day I'm going to do this and that, but they never really say what it is. And I understand that too. There's a time to protect and hide those dreams away from people who will pick at them and live at and laugh at them and try to grind them down. Sometimes where we are at is we're not really surrounded with people who, well, may I say, support us and support our dreams. And that's part of life. It's not necessarily a bad thing. Because let me tell you, if I look at really successful people, I noticed that they were successful, but came from very unsuccessful lives. They really sort of had to grab hold of their dreams and hang on to it, and they've all were surrounded by negativity in a great amount. And they've that made them have to stand up and grab their dream and put it out there, put it right there where everybody else can pick at it, and they had to stand with it. And when they made that stand with their dream, that's when it started becoming a reality. A dream hidden away will never become real. It's hidden away and by its very nature will stay hidden. It needs to come out. It needs to be shouted to the world. You need to stand with it as if you would stand with your very best friend. Someone you would stand with forever, good, bad, evil, doesn't matter. Someone you would stand with regardless what would come down the pipe. Bullets, grenades, bombs, whatever disaster. You need to find yourself a friendship with your dream that close so that you will stand by it no matter what everybody else says. See, then you empower your dream. And by that, because it's your dream, you empower yourself. You see, the dream is really you. It's a part of you. So when you empower it, when you believe it, you empower it. When you empower it by believing in it, by putting it out there, you empower yourself. So the more you support your dream, the more you stand by this best friend, your dream, and make it your best friend, your absolute best friend in your life. In this life can be your dream, whatever it is. And you might have more than one. Some may be small, some may be bigger. You may have a dream of owning a house or a car. These are all dreams. Don't hide them away. Put them out front. Shout them to the world. Stand by them no matter what. Empower them. And by that you empower yourself. And as you empower yourself, the universe has no choice but to unfold that dream to you. To literally drop it in your lap. But you got to get out there. You got to make it your best friend. Now, since we're using the analogy best friends, how about making feeling better your best friend also? One of your dreams is to feel better, to feel happier, to have more joy in your life, to just feel good, not feel tired, not feel depressed, not feel defensive, not feel anger so much, but feeling better in whatever manner that means to you. Because the representation of that is different for each person. Happiness, you can't describe happiness because it's hinged to something that everyone else sees differently. What may be painful to you can be happiness to someone else. So we can't really judge it. We can only judge it for ourselves. So whatever it means to you, that should also become your best friend. Pretty soon you realize you've got quite a few friends, and these friends, if you support them, will stand by you no matter what. They won't leave you. That dream cannot leave you. If you put it out where the world can criticize it and see it, it cannot leave you. It becomes dependent on you and you dependent on it, because it becomes your best friend and you are its best friend. And pretty soon you have these friends, a group of friends that you support and it supports you. And you become more self-empowered. You'll notice this very phenomenon by people who have become very successful and started with nothing. Who've had very poor lives and then became something, what we call becoming something. These people, all of them have a single trait. They didn't hide their dreams. They put it right out on the table and they stood by that dream. And other people drinking their beer and spitting their pretzels might make fun. You'll never make it, Bill. You'll never make that, Bill. Fine. They'll never make it. but you will. Everybody can see that dream. And if everybody can see it, not only the people who criticize it will come forth, but the people who want to support it and you will also come forth. You see, the opportunity for both are now available. When the dream is hidden away, the opportunity for neither is available. So the critics can't get at it, but the supporters can't come forward either. And the universe can't really bring the supporters forward because it's not there. You got it hidden away. So as you bring it out in the open where the hecklers can get at it. The first ones you'll probably see are the critics. When a movie comes out, when a book comes out, when something comes out, the first people in line are the critics. The people who got nothing better to say than put something down. Those are the ones that are right at the front door. Those are the little maggots that come out first. We all know that. That's fine. But look at them. They're just little maggots. They can't achieve anything themselves, so they criticize, and that's understandable. But they also serve a purpose. They are there to strengthen you, to push you so you stand up. They're just like a bodybuilder. A bodybuilder without weights doesn't become a bodybuilder. He needs the weights, and the weights are the critics. He's lifting, the weight is pushing him down. He says, give me more weight, give me more critics, so I can push harder up against. So he becomes stronger. That's what makes a bodybuilder. So when you have a dream, and you bring it out in the world, there's going to be something pushing against it. That allows you to strengthen your dream, and as you stand by your dream, you strengthen it. Like a bodybuilder. And then the universe can come forth and bring the supporters. And now as a bodybuilder, you're on stage. And all the people who are supporting that are there clapping you on. And now you're being energized by the supporters. See, and that's what happens to your dream. Bring it out. Show it to the world. Yes, you're going to get knocked down a little bit. Stand back up. It's your best friend. So, when you start doing things that make you feel better, and you start questioning it, realize what's happening. Realize that you're just saying, I'm not really ready to accept full responsibility for my life. That's fine. Just for this part, accept responsibility that you can make yourself feel better today, no matter what else is happening, by two very simple things. Let's make them three. One, radiating out love from yourself, allowing that flow to flow through you. What you're really doing is allowing the love that creates all to flow through you and just radiate out. You don't have to send it to a particular person. You can just let it flow through you and radiate out. Feel good. Put your thoughts on the things that make you feel good. That's number two. And number three, think of your dream. Set it right there, right on the table with everything else. What's my dream? I'm going to become that. I'm going to have this house. I'm going to have this car. I'm going to have these clothes. I'm going to look like this. This is what I'm going to be. Put it there. That's what you're going to think about. So now, you're going to feel better. And just stay with that. And yes, thoughts will, inside at the back of your mind, will work. There'll be this little grinding there. You probably won't even hear it. It will just try to make itself known with a feeling. And it will say, well, if you would have done this sooner, you would have been a lot further now, you slack ass. Look at all the stuff you messed up in your life and all the relationships and everything else. That's okay. These are things that happen. In time, this will let go. And in time, you'll look at stuff and say, well, I am responsible for everything. I am responsible for the people I attract in my life. I am responsible for the critics that are attacking my dream. I'm responsible for attracting them. Sooner or later, they will grow tired. Just like a bodybuilder who doesn't quit. That 100 pounds he's lifting and continues to push will become nothing. Pretty soon he's pushing 200 pounds, and the 100 pounds doesn't even have an effect on him anymore. Has no interest. You see, it's lost its power. That 100 pounds has lost its power. But where did its power go? I'll tell you where its power and energy went. It went into the bodybuilder. Those critics, if you just let them alone and just stand with your best friend, your dream, those critics and the energy they have will at first push against you. But then, because of their very nature, that energy will be absorbed by you and will energize you and make them weaker. This is how the universe is set up. By its very nature, you will be taking their energy, because they're pushing it against you, and by supporting your dream, you will begin the process of actually absorbing that energy, mutating it into something that you can use, and it will energize you. You'll notice this with a person who has a lot of confidence and is sitting and standing with confidence. You can see it and you can feel it. If a critic comes up and tries to make fun of them, that critic seems to lose his energy and his momentum and pretty quickly just seems to disappear into the dark corner. That's because he's given up all of his energy. And the person with the confidence who stands by his dream and stands by himself or herself by that, standing by the dream, just becomes energized by that critic. So if you do this, the very thing in the world at the beginning that tries to push you down will lift you and energize you. And you're not draining them. It's them giving it to you. And at the same time, you energize yourself, you become stronger, your dream becomes stronger, the universe can support it, bring more people to support this dream. Because dreams need support from the outside world. They can't hatch by themselves. You see, if you had a dream of having a large corporation, you need people in this corporation. Otherwise, all you have is a piece of paper that says, corporation. That's it. So you need the support. You need the product, the people. So you got to bring that dream out. Out in the open. Tell everybody. Put it on your t-shirt. You know, I see people walking around with t-shirts that say stupid things. I'm easy. Or, give me more beer. If you're gonna... Or, Budweiser. You know, advertising for other corporations. I mean, how much more energy can you give away to them? You're already eating their, drinking their product. Now you're going to advertise for free? Why don't you give them your soul, too? If you're going to put something on a t-shirt, take a freaking t-shirt, a white one, and draw your dream onto it if you're going to wear that. And wear that in the weekends. This is my dream. This is the house I'm going to be living in. This is the car I'm driving. This is my car. You see, live your dream. Live it. You can't live it as a secret. Doesn't work that way. Bring it out. Bring it on. Tell everybody. Put it on a talk board. Everybody, you know, sometimes I go to the talk board and I look at it and I go, wow, what's missing here? The energy of what people want and want to live and want to be and want to experience. Start there. Put it out there. I mean, I see pictures next to people's names and talk boards. And I always wonder about these pictures. Shouldn't you have a picture of what you want to be? A picture of your dream? or one of your dreams, or a few of your dreams. Everything about you should say what you want to be. I should be able to walk up to you and already know what you're about. That's how much you want to put it out there. It also forces you to think about what you want. See, when you put it out there, you're going to get pushed against. And that causes you to think about it and question it. And that's good. Because you don't want 100 best friends. You just want a few best friends. Because that's what you have the energy for. Just a few. Support them really well. So your dreams will come down to a few. Because the rest will be all hatched up and tossed to the side. And those few you're going to support. There you go. That's taking responsibility for your life. And that's avoiding taking responsibility for the past that you've already lived and screwed up. So you can't really fix it. You know you messed some things up. That's okay. It's really no big deal. But now you can support your dream. Now you can support your best friend. You didn't do it in the past, that's okay. You learned from that, that's what's causing you to look at it today. Well, that's why you're listening to this today. So who's your best friend?